UX questions. Your user experience questions answered in 3 minutes or less.
Ben from UX Questions asks, what's next for UX Questions after 100 episodes? I love that question. Thanks for asking me. This is UX question number 100, and I'm still Ben Judy. What's next for UX Questions after 100 episodes? Well, I'm going to break format and go longer than 3 minutes. I think I've earned it. I have produced 100 episodes in less than 1 year, answering UX questions in 3 minutes or less, including one special on inclusive design. I'm proud of that accomplishment. No matter what else I do or don't achieve in my lifetime, no one can take away that I answered 100 UX questions in 3 minutes or less and put them out into the interwebs for free, for you to hopefully learn from and serve as a springboard to further knowledge and more questions. I want to pause and observe and celebrate the achievement of publishing 100 episodes. I also want to give you an update on what's coming next with UX Questions. But before I go further, I want to say thank you. If you've listened to these episodes and you've come back for more, thank you. It's validating to me that you've returned. My goal has never been and will never be to amass a huge audience. If I wanted to just crank out clickbait material, I would make YouTube videos and podcasts about pop culture, movies, maybe a true crime investigation podcast or something. Even within UX as a career field, I know I could make clickbaity material, controversial stuff. The kind of junk, frankly, that I see on LinkedIn, where people are just whining and blaming because it's always easier to gather a crowd when you're lighting torches and thrusting pitchforks. Anger fuels social media. I made a conscious decision not to participate in that with this show. I'll tell you how it started, though. I've been mentoring new designers for several years, people trying to enter the UX career field after graduating from a boot camp. And I love it, and I feel like it's a great way for me to pay forward the investment that other professionals have made in me throughout my career. But after mentoring 40, 50, 60 people, I noticed I was getting the same questions, and I started experimenting with ways to document straightforward answers to those common UX questions. Many of them were career-related, which is why in the first 100 episodes, a lot of what I've talked about is career stuff. How to prepare for an interview, how to get promoted, etc. So the thought was, I would start by recording 3-minute answers that I could just share with people, since I'm going to repeat myself anyway. But I fell in love with the idea of a short format video and audio show. I listen to podcasts, I have a few favorite YouTube channels, and I have an education and background in video and audio production, so I knew I could do it. I just didn't think I would have the time to do what I really wanted to do, which was write a book or create some kind of long-form, comprehensive overview of all things UX. That's kind of my personality. My bent is to be thorough and to answer all the questions. But I suddenly realized the only way I could actually do something was to start doing it and to do it in a short format, 3 minutes at a time. That I could fit into my busy schedule. So here we go. I thought I would share with you the most popular episodes. So as of the recording of this, episode 100, the one with the most downloads by far is episode 24, Will AI Replace UX Designers? I'm pretty sure if I just put AI in the title, it'll get me a lot of clicks. Doesn't matter what I actually say. AI is just the hot topic right now. Question 22, why is it UX and not UE, user experience, is also a popular one, which I love because it was a weird episode. It wasn't about the craft or the industry or defining what some term is. It was kind of a lark. It was maybe the most fun episode that I've done. So I need to do more of those because I enjoyed that one too. So what's next for UX questions? Well, for one thing, I'm going to pause for a bit. I've invested significant effort to crank out 100 episodes in 12 months, and I need a short break in the publishing schedule. But I'm not just going to take a total vacation from the show. I've been experimenting with new production techniques and an entirely new production workflow. I'm going to dial it in, get it just right, and make it more efficient. And I want to raise the quality of the show. And I want to consider some tweaks to the format. And I want to begin experimenting with creating other kinds of media beyond video and audio. So I'll take a break to do some experimenting, make some decisions, and I'll come back better than ever. Until then, keep asking your questions about UX. Here's to another 100 episodes of UX Questions. Hey, it's Ben Judy. Thanks for listening to another episode of UX Questions. I invite you to support UX Questions on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/UXQuestions. For the price of a cup of coffee or two each month, you can become part of the UX Questions community, and you can earn different perks at each level of support. Patreon members get a free sponsorship spot or personal message placed at the end of an episode. You can join live group Q&A chats with me and other members. You can get early access to new videos and podcasts as soon as editing is finished. Plus, you can get direct access to download the full video and audio library of UX Questions content. And there's so much more. I really appreciate your membership support through Patreon. Visit patreon.com/UXQuestions and start your membership today.